And it was a tough one. It feels like a loss, honestly, and that's not to discredit FAU, but the way the Bulls have been going and brought in a 3-2 record, the two losses again to 6-0 teams, although make that 7-0 with LSU last night, putting up 5 on Louisiana Lafayette, and by the way, winning their 10th in a row. But this is kind of a different story, as FAU came in with a 2-3-1 record, did have a nice tie at Michigan State, but frankly, even though a team that's expected to challenge for the Conference USA title, a match that the Bulls were expecting to win, and at the beginning, looked like they would.
Now on the left wing, Paulo Leblik sends it in. Oh, Nasello's going to get on the end of it and score! You could see that developing. Cindy Nasello, not known for her ability to head the ball, but she was decisive. Leblik's service was perfect, and the Bulls take the lead. So, finishing that the Owls wish they had on their end. The Bulls certainly do on theirs in the 13th minute.
Not too long after that, she would take a tremendous shot from the top of the box, and Amit Cohen, the second-year goalkeeper for FAU who made some big saves in this game, knocked it over the crossbar. Then the Owls actually started to possess the ball, and it kind of went right. According to USF scouting report, FAU is actually a more dangerous team when they're not possessing it as much, and they kind of surprise you with a pass from the midfield to get it up to their outstanding forward, Miracle Porter. Well, she would get in position to score. Got a great service from an all-conference player from Lakewood Ranch in the second half. We were tied.
Holland. Oh, Nasello with a nifty flick. It's going to go right to an Owl, but you hear the reactions in the crowd from some people that maybe have not seen Sidney Nasello's act, and it's been tremendous. That ball is tremendous. Right side, dangerous server by Krissick, and on the end of it, and scoring. That is a header and a goal by Porter. And all the missed opportunities have caught up to the Bulls. Gee, Krissick, tremendous service, perfect from the right side, and kind of like the Bulls' goal.
And at that moment, even though the Bulls had a lot of the possession to start the second half, and looked like they were going to maybe get that second goal, FAU, to be honest, they had some break-ins in the first half even, and some connections that were there to be made that just weren't made, so they had a goal coming. It wasn't all that shocking that it was tied at 1, but the Bulls would press forward. Clearly, FAU was keeping up its game plan of hoping for that one long pass the other way while the Bulls were building through the middle. This sure looked like late in regulation that something opened up for the chance to win it.
Penman up to Nasello. This is a chance. She can get around the defender. She does. Martin now into the box. Here's a chance for a goal, and it's saved by Cohen. Boy, Nasello, it opened up for her. Could she dribble it around the very sturdy Amanda Martin? She did, and Cohen was able to make the save. That was a great chance for the Bulls. Sydney Nasello marked that one down.
And I tell you, Sydney did, because after the game, she really spent a lot of time with head coach Denise Shelty Brown. You could tell Denise was consoling her because Sid thought she should have won the game right there. Man, did she do the work. In fact, maybe too much of the work. There's a hint at what Denise Shelty Brown's going to say. We'll have those comments in just a little bit. But that was not the last big chance for the Bulls, as Chloe Zamella came on in the overtime period. It was clear that coach was trying to get the right other scoring options up front, as she swapped Madeline Penman-Durston with Sarita Thurton 3 times after halftime. They were both the starters up front to begin with. Lucy Roberts was actually playing a lot up in the offense. A lot of good performances from the Bull, but that finishing touch just didn't happen. You do have to credit the other goalie, but it sure looked like Zamella was going to win the game. The Bulls had not had a game at Corbett end in a tie since 2016. They had plenty of overtime games that they all won, and this looked like it would be the latest.
And well played out, but it'll be a throw-in for the Bulls. Nasello wants to take it quick and get it back, but FAU puts 2 people. Nice throw into the corner. Leblik could get a cross in low. There's Zamello's the chance, and it's saved! Rebound opportunity. That was the winner right on the doorstep there. What a save by Cohen. That was point blank with 2:15 to go, and that was a well done ball by Leblik.
It was a very eventful overtime. We are replaying the game on both channels throughout the day. Of course, we got plenty of football for you as well, and live men's soccer tonight. More on that in our second segment. But it ends up 1-1. Bulls are 3-2-1, as you'll hear. Denise Shelty Brown not pleased with that record, and they head to Miami on Sunday.
I looked it up myself. It had been since 16 since you guys actually had a tie here. It seems like you always win these games. Did you feel like it was going to happen again tonight?
I did. I think I was losing a little bit of confidence just because we were trying to find an answer. I mean, aside from Nacella, who I think kept knocking on the door, but, you know, we weren't finding another scoring opportunity tonight. We have some good threats and opportunities typically, but wasn't coming together tonight. But then I look at the score sheet and we're at 23 shots. That's a lot of shots. It's a lot of opportunities, you know. Nacella taking 9 of those. That's amazing. Sabrina 4. Like, girls are working hard. They're working very hard. They're trying to create opportunities. I'm not angry about the work effort. I'm a little bit frustrated with the lack of focus, discipline, and the tactics. I think that we can even create more opportunities if we're a little bit more patient in possession. But the chances are there.
Well, we know what happened in the overtime, but it looked like the way the first half ended, the way the second half started, the message was, let's get on them. Let's try and put it away. Was that about right to start the second half?
No, you would think that because of the lack of discipline right now. But no, I mean, the idea was to keep the ball for longer stretches of time so that when we lose it, we have players in place and create the opportunities that we know we're capable of doing, not some home run ball, not some quick goal off a lucky counter. I mean, that's not the opportunities we're looking for. I mean, the goal was to get from one side to the other side. Mm-hmm. And we tend to linger on the left-hand side. Obviously, the confidence in Nacella and the connection that Leah and Paula have is very dangerous and at times positive, but we linger here too long when the opportunity is on the other side of the field, or, you know, if we can get it over there, then Paula, Nacella, and Leah can be scoring goals. But instead, we keep the ball over here. They're compact over here, and then, you know, we have minimal opportunity on the other side based on everybody shifting. So, unfortunately, we didn't do that.
Yeah, of course, you've had a pretty long homestand here, 6 matches in a row. So you finished with 3 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie. Could you tell me what you think about the team so far heading into your first road matches?
Oh, I can't say I'm not disappointed. I think this is a tremendously seasoned team with a ton of talent and experience, and, you know, that's not the record that you want going on the road.
You know, if one of those breaks goes your way, you know, we're talking about this match a lot differently.
I don't think we are. I don't think we're talking about the match differently. I think we're happier. But, you know, we still have to grow from the same things that we didn't accomplish here today, you know. I don't think that we would feel differently if we had won the game. There was still lots of things that we know that we were in our control that we could have done better. And, you know, we as a staff need to make sure that we're maybe explaining it a little clearer and making sure the picture is true to form so that they can come out here and execute it.
Clearly, they have the talent. Rosalia Mino-Gonzalez had a good all-around game as well. Sydney Martinez was very active in net. Again, if you listen to the replay, FAU certainly had some chances, even though the Bulls had a lot more, again, more than 20 shots on the night. So they'll have to fine-tune it and put it together against Miami, which has already surpassed its win total of the past season when it just had 1 win, 3-2, including a road overtime defeat of the Gators. Follow that up by going to Missouri, losing in overtime. Defense, very sturdy. They lost to Lipscomb 2-0, but just beat FIU last night 3-0. The Bulls play the Canes Sunday afternoon.